Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women Award Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we are so delighted today to be on our radio broadcast. God is good, and He's good all the time. I give God praise and glory today. I give Him reverence because He is my life. And to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places, I thank and praise God for an opportunity today to be on our radio broadcast. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order. This is our Sunday afternoon worship service. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order. We're going to have a short devotion in worship. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. So God is good. He's good all the time. So we're going to get ready for our song now.
When your name is called, God, you're still mighty and strong. So this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends that you have won again. Let your power flow. When your name is called, move down the road. Oh yeah, you're still mighty and strong. God, I need you to fight this battle for me.
I can't do it.
So I can tell all my friends. Oh, I wish I had a witness of the night.
Oh.
You have won again. Everybody needs the power in here.
We need it.
Come on, let your power go. With your name and call. Bring the dark.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Let your power fall. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 24. The world and they that dwell therein. On the sea and establish it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Even have a clean and pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This of them that seek him, that seek my face, O God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye doors. And the King of glory, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. It's the chapter. Holy Word, committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And repenting and asking Father, mighty name of Lord, just lifting your name up, but strong man from my life, Lord, I'm a strong man from my race, everyone, your Father, in the name of. I'm binding every demonic and right where he is. I'm binding every demonic assignment now. Your assignment is counsel right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just come, Lord, lifting up holy hands unto you, Lord. We lift up our eyes unto the hills, which cometh our help. And all of our help come from you, Lord. And we just come this morning, God, because you command us to come. In the name of Jesus, you pray in season out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning, God, this afternoon, Lord, in the name of Jesus, giving you all the praise, Lord, and all of the worship today. We ask you right now, Lord, to let your power fall, God, on us today. Oh, yes, God, we want your power to fall on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall, God, in the whole of our city. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, God, and we give you glory today. I'm asking you today, God, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice in their families. In the name of Jesus, the ones that every member, in the name of Jesus, just keep them covered today, Lord. I'm asking you right now, God, to bless our service on today, Lord, and we bind up every witch and every warlock, every wizard. We bind you now, in the name of Jesus. We bind you up, we cast you out, and we command to go right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now. We just ask you to send angels to encamp around about us today, in the name of Jesus. Father, whatever word you got for us, Lord, we need your word on today. Your word, Lord, we need your word, Lord. Your word, when your word is present, it's delivered and set free today, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you now to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you. In the name of Jesus, there's nobody can do what you can, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you today to bless our service, God. Bless it. Open up our understanding. Open up our eyes. Open up our hearts. Search hearts. If there is anything in our hearts that should not be God, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to remove it, Lord. Creating us a clean heart. Renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. On today, Father, we just thank you right now. We give you all the praise. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you, praise God, for another opportunity today. Just an opportunity to praise his name. Opportunity to call on the name of God on today. If somebody went to bed last night that did not wake up today, don't have another opportunity to call on the name of Jesus. We ought to be thanking and praising God now for an opportunity to give him all the praise today. And to give him all the glory. God is so good to us. God has been good to us. God is thankful for us. I appreciate everything that he do for us. Have to do what. Blessed us. And I thank God for that. I thank him for it. He is awesome. You know, I just have so many. So it's many things to thank God for. I have so many things to thank God for. He's just an awesome God. Holy God. And God, thank God today. You know, we get to open up the wrist now. And testify. I'm testifying now. I was just sitting up thinking about all the great and wonderful things that God has done for me. So many things God has done for me. And I thank him today. I thank God today. Been so good to me. I've lived to see 65 years. It's such awesome. It's just so awesome. And I thank God. You know, when you're young, you don't think about it. But I've gotten older, and I thank God because I don't have to be here. I don't have to. God, he didn't have to let me live. And I thank God on today. I thank him today. So we're going to get ready to have it or anything. Just play a song, and we're going to go into our testimony service.
Falling in love will do me deserve. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with you, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Come on,
In love with Jesus, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I don't know about you today, but falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Testimony, anyone? Yeah, I know I can testify all about myself.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you're not going to be by yourself.
Yeah.
I promise you. You know, God is truly an awesome God. I promise you, honey. We're two, three gathered in his name. I promise you.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's right, baby.
Testify, baby.
So, I just want to thank God. I just want to thank God on today for just giving me breath in my body. I just want to thank God for today,
Lord,
just allowing me to use the limbs that he blessed that
Lord,
I was born with. You know, I just want to thank God on today for family.
Yes,
I just
Lord,
want to thank God on today just
thank
to see
Lord,
another day. You go. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know,
yes,
it's not promised to us tomorrow. So
that's
I live
right,
every
that's
day
right,
like it's my last. You know, and sometimes I might be a little over the top, but that's because I know who gave it to me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I just want to thank God on today for just allowing this to happen to give him one more praise. I thank God, and I just didn't want to, I'm rolling, and I just wanted to testify how good God is.
Lord.
And in the midst of, you know, in the midst of everything that's going on, I thank God that I activated my faith. You get what I'm saying? And that's what it is. In spite of what I've been through, that's just what it is. Some things we can't, you know, and some things we don't have control over. I just thank God
that
he's given me that mind to give it all to him. You know, I just thank God. I can't worry about those things that I don't have control over. I just thank God for
that's
him being in a position to handle all of my situations. I thank him for Jesus on today, for dying on that cross. Can you hear me? I thank him. I thank him.
Thank you, Lord.
Because without him,
thank
what
you,
would
Lord,
I be? In
that's right.
Pray my strength in the Lord, because I'm going to continue on thanking him, praising him.
Lord.
If you don't, the rocks going to cry out, and we don't want that. So I just want to thank
Lord,
God, you know, for everything. I just want to thank him, how good he's been to
thank
me and my
Lord,
family, in spite of everything. I just want to thank God, because You know, it could be worse. So
yes,
I just
want
to thank him
thank
on today. And y'all just pray my strength in the Lord that I continue on me and my family, count our blessings.
All right.
Getting all this good old grace that God have had for us. You know,
I want to
thank him right now.
Yes,
thank
honey.
You,
thank the Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God. Hallelujah. You want us to have a testimony on today?
God bless everyone. On the this is Celestine, and I just wanted to say thank God for just allowing me the opportunity today to be on the line. Thank God for giving me life. Thank God for peace, for giving me helping me to get understanding, and I'm just praying for the peace of God in my life. But I just thank God because he kept me throughout the week. I got a job. I thank God just for the different many small things. Just for the small things, things that you know we never really think about, that is as a blessing. And like Mimi was saying, just for family, just for being, you know, life, just for living another day. I mean, things are happening every day, and I just want to say, just thank God for just giving me the opportunity to just you know have an opportunity to be here on the line again, to be on the line just to hear a word from the Lord. So, praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else with the testimony today? Amen. Amen. Well, I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. You know, God, he's been good. I mean, he's just been good. I don't have nothing but for our God. All praise to our God. That's he is all about him and less about me. It's all about God. So I just give God praise and glory on today. I just thank God for our worship services every week. I thank God. I thank God. I could have, you know, just been discouraged and all that, but you know what? God is this and kept me so. He didn't kept me so. The devil don't like it. The wicked don't like it. I don't like them, and they don't like me. It's all right, though, because I got God. I got this big old angel standing behind me, and I got God. So I don't worry about nothing. But I love God. I done fell in love with him a long time ago, and that's the best thing I ever could have done. And I just thank and praise God today for all that he's done. So if there is no more testimonies, we're going to close out our testimonial service, and we're going to get ready. We already had music, and you all know we don't have but an hour on here. But you know, I thank and praise God for all that he's done, and I don't want to even put on the time because God has been the word of God. God on today. And I'm gonna get ready too. For the word of God. You want to get in? Right. Father, we just thank you and we give you praise today and we give you honor today, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity. I ask you now to open up our understanding, open up our heart and mind that we may be receptive to your word on today. Father, we love you. We love you, Lord. We give you praise and glory today. I ask you to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on today. We all need ministered to, Lord. We all need it on today, Father. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
And it's all right. As long as it's God, I'm good. So today we're going to be talking about love. Love, that's what we're going to be talking about. And I just, you know, when you sit down and you think about you know, it's so many words to explain, to try to explain of it. But nobody can explain what, how, what love is spiritually. But Jesus and God, he sent his only begotten son. Because he loved much. But Webster in Moore Dictionary says love is complex. It's a mix of emotion, a belief associated with strong feelings of affection. Love is one another or for a person. So that's thing for love. But we know love is so much more. We know that love is kind. Love is patient. Does not envy. Love does not boast. Does not disrespect others. It's not in yourself. Love keep no record of wrongdoing. It rejoices. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always preserves. Love never fails. It never fails. Love, God's love is perfect. And we know that. From the moment we conceived, the love. When we're conceived, we need love. Just like when you're conceived. And somebody needs to love you enough to care for you and attention for you. If you just rub on somebody's stomach, we continue to need love and we thrive from it. We need it. We need love. Just imagine you were a person that nobody but God, but I'm talking about here on earth, just human. We need somebody to love us. We need that love. But the love of God is perfect. The love of God is perfect. So that's why we have to work and pray to love a person with God's love. We have to love a person with God's love. Sometimes the only way we can love somebody that don't love us, that dislike us, that hate us. All these racist people, skinheads, and KKK, and all them people, we still got to love them. We still got to ask God to help us forgive them or for God to forgive them. All of these witches and all this stuff, we still got to love them and ask God to forgive them for the wrongdoing they doing to us. We still doesn't love them, but with the love of God. Because Deborah's love might not be able to love them like God's love will. We still got to love them. Oh, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. But you can do it with God. All things work together with him to do it. All work together. The Bible plainly tell us to love one another. And if God live in us, his love is made perfect and complete in us. All the time. We got to remember that. We got to not disrespect people. We got to love them. We got to be patient with people. We got to put ourselves in the place, in their place, in their situation. Love. I mean, that's a big word. That's a big word. And spiritually, in the Bible, is four different loves. It's agape, in storage, or whatever that is, philia, and eros. The most one, the best one, I'm not going to say the best one, just the one that God wants us to really use is that agape love, that unconditional love. That's unconditional love. I just thank and praise God for that love. Because if not, we would have been dead and in hell by now, burning. If Christ hadn't loved us like he did, God had sent his only begotten son for us. That's just something to sometime when you're down and out and things seem like they're not going the way you want them to go. You got to just sit down and think about how much God loved you, how much. He's the Father. Salvation. To stand before God. He didn't have to do that. Deceiver would give back to you. You the they did it. They laying on the corner naked, been there 60 years. Kind of love. You still love. Whatever they did, whatever they did, you still love them, regardless, unconditionally, not just because it's your family, but you love somebody that you don't know, that needs a dollar, that's standing on the corner, that don't know nothing about God, but needs somebody to love God for us to show. We call ourselves Christians and believers, but you can pass somebody and get saved, and your church is full of money, and you can't give $10, $5 to get some cash. Pay love. This is a God, unconditional love. And the curses that they're praying and the chance that they're praying.
plan against you will not work. Will not work. They null and void when you forgive them and you have got them. Because they're human. We got to love unconditional because those two last commandments that God told us about and to do, that he gave us to do, not live. You got to do this. You got to do this. We got love, when I'm telling you, in a year, in a time like this, don't know who got what. You have to go out every now and then. You don't know who got what, who's going to be tomorrow, who's not. It's all about God's love. It's, he see your heart. He see us. We got to mean it. And we got to see it. Because God ain't taking no stuff now. Holiness or hell. You don't either do it or not. Got to live. God wants us to live. He's not with all these years he's given us. And we still not doing what God told us to do. He's given us chance after chance after chance. He says, seek my face while I may be found. Call upon me while I'm near. We ain't for nothing. We ain't doing nothing. We got to do what God tells us to do. We have to. We have to. No excuses. But agape love is perfect love. Just like he sent the son, it's perfect love. Show agape love for his father in all of us. He wants us to love each other in a perfect way. I'm so strong when they talk about love. You know, because I have to do this. You know, when people do you wrong, you still love women who then went to. I still had stuff. What can I do? I got to do what God called me to do. I did it. Because if I hadn't did it, God wouldn't be pleased with me. I want God to be pleased with my life. You go the extra mile for God. Extra mile. You know they in the bed with him, and you love him anyway. Keep on going. Got a crown, a small crown. To do things. Sometimes people don't know what you've done in your life. But with the love, God helping you with the love of Christ, you can do it. By all means, you can do it. You can do it, I'm telling you. The next love is the storage. I can't even pronounce it. Stereo or whatever. Don't give me the time to pronounce this word. It's used to be like a deep and caring love. Family, your parents and the children, your husband and wife, love your siblings and other people, family people. This type of love can withstand many, many trials. It's a love of protective love and a loyal love. And it's like S-C-O. R-G. That love.
pronounce it in just another way. Without natural affection. We can see in the King James Version that Paul warns that during the end times, people would become so selfish that they would leave without any sense of natural affection on families. In 2 Timothy 3:3, we have to love it for it. God wouldn't be stressing it like this, but he knows the only way you can make it in. Be with God is through love. God is love. God is love. You can't have hatred. I don't care what they did. I don't care what they done to you. You got to have love to have love. There's no other way. Brotherly love, like your close friends, your friends, just like those almost siblings, so close friend or associate, just like that. I mean, this is not, they're not in your family, but you can love them just like that. This kind of love. A memorable love. Somebody you can look back on they because that kind of it's in the scripture. So when he got there, Martha was weeping over Jesus. Weeping. That kind of love. He loved him. He loved Lazarus. Then the last love is Euro love. That's that kind of sexual love that you have, or romantic love that you have for your mate, for your husband or wife and stuff like that. And you know the sexual love in itself, if it's not pure love, if it's not, if you're not married, I say that it's impure, you know, but it's a gift from God. And I ain't talking about love, I'm talking about sex. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because God honors marriage and stuff like that. So it's that kind of love. And when you find somebody, you know, that you love and passionate about, and want to share everything with them, and you love them just like a husband you or a wife. God honors that kind of love. He honors marriage. We want to be married. It's a good thing, and I thank God for His love. I thank God for Him being love and showing us how to love. He'll put you in a situation where you're going to love, rather or not. And believe me, I've been in there for years. For, you know, when you you change people, and you have to love that kind of job in order to do it the right way. When you're a nurse or you're a nurse's aide or you're even an RN, you gotta love that kind of work. You gotta be able to take care of people you've never seen before and show them love. When you're in that kind of situation, When you win that thing right there, you have to love what you're doing, because if you don't, you will mistreat them. They will come near them. Well, you got to love in order to treat somebody that can't help themselves, can't lift their leg, a man or woman. You got to treat them this way and treat them that way. You got to have love in your heart for that. You got to have the kind of love that God has. And send this only begotten Son for us to die for us. He had that kind of love. Love. He had the broke us and sent us all straight to hell, but he said, I'm going to give him one more time. I'm going to give him one more chance. And so he sent Jesus down, his son, and clothed him in flesh and let him die for our sins. We wasn't there. Did it. Judge, they beat him. They tried to get the other man to in his place. But no, we wanted this sinner man, this murderer, and all this kind of stuff. Told him to crucify Jesus. And they did that. They beat him all night. Flashes for every disease. Jesus, I say. They gambled over his clothes, laughed at him, everything, humiliated, disrespected the Savior of the world. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, by his stripes, we were healed. And we are healed. He was hung up for every one of our fingers. But honey, let me tell you, he died. He didn't have to give his life up, but he did. They didn't kill him. He gave his life. He stayed right there, and they nailed nails in his hands and nails in his feet, put a crown of thorns on his head, gave him vinegar for water, beat him, laughed at him. I'm telling you, he suffered for us that we may live. But honey, God, the Father, got him up, raised him up from the dead with all power in his hand and authority. God gave him all power to live right, to walk right, to live holy, and authority to rule. He went to heaven, Mihail, and took the sting out of death, that we don't have to worry about death no more. Because Jesus did it, the Savior of the world. So they did all that to him. He still love us. He still love us. That perfect love. Healing up, still delivering up. The love of God, that his love for us. What I tell you, I'm so thankful today that Jesus died on the cross for us. I'm so thankful today that the Father sent his only begotten Son. I'm so thankful today that he raised him from the dead. I'm thankful today that I'm a child of God, that he's my redeemer. I'm thankful today. I'm so thankful today
that he got his love in my heart. I'm so thankful that we all ought to have his love. We don't care if they don't love us. That's them. I don't care. I'm going to be obedient to the word of God. I want to strive to be perfect like he was. And is. We got to live this walk, this life. And this walk God. Get out here playing no games. Fast at the end of this world. If we don't do it now, ain't no chance. We got to do it now. We got to live right now. We got to get on in there now. He ain't playing with us. People dying every 3 or 4 seconds. We got to do it now. Ain't no more time. Seek him while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. Love your enemies. Love your neighbors. As if that was yourself, like you love yourself. Do this thing. Show God how much you love. Show God that you can be obedient. Because he's looking at you. For everything that you're doing, he's looking at you. And he's looking at me. And I ain't nobody. So I'm going to tell you exactly what he says. You better do it now. Be obedient to the word of God. It's right. You're in it. And love is back over in the New Testament. The love of God covers that. That means that when you love, that covers all of that. The ones that we could not do, love covers that. Them commandments. But you know one thing, we better love one another. That's what he said do. We got to love one another, and I ain't going to keep saying it because we know we got to do it. But I'm going to do it. I don't care what they did to you. I don't care what they said to you. I've been in so many situations that then I turn around and love somebody. I didn't see anything happen, and I turn around and got the person to the church with me, let them wear my clothes. I don't care. Long as they get to the Father, long as God pleased with me, I do it again, and I do it again. I don't hate nobody. And I don't want none of y'all to hate nobody. I mean nobody. Skinhead, KKK, the murderers, I don't care who they are, don't hate them. You love them, and you pray for them. And love God. So I just thank God on today for this word, for the people of God. I don't really care how it sounds. I ain't trying to apologize for nothing because it's all about God. Let me tell you something. If he told me to stand on top of it, whatever, we all need to be called in love. We need to be falls in love. So I just thank God for you all. You didn't have to even listen today. But I thank God for you. I just do. It always encourages me because I don't know who's going to be on. I don't know. I didn't been on here with nobody. I preach just do what I got to do for the Lord, not for nobody, but for God. So I love y'all. I just thank you for coming on and being on. And we're gonna show this love. We can see if we can make it happen. We can see if we can be obedient even the more to God. God bless y'all so much. We're gonna get ready to close out. Just your words up today, boy. We give you praise, give you glory.
Thank you for the word. Just bless us. They, Lord, I just right. I thank you. Me.